Well, hello there, brother-in-law. This is your brother-in-law, Ronnie Ball, speaking from Alton, Texas. I hope this recording finds you in good health, as I'm sure it will. I know that a little situation over there in Vietnam is well in hand. Now that you're over there overseeing this little operation, while you're in Vietnam taking care of the foreign operation, I'm over here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, doing my little part to take care of the domestic scene. Yes, that's right. I'm still in Albuquerque. I expected to be able to get back to Lubbock about 3 weeks ago, but still I've been unable to do so. My latest estimate says that I'll finish up in Albuquerque in another couple of weeks, so and be able to come on in to Lubbock. I'm getting a little tired of Albuquerque in these motel rooms night after night. Of course, you know your old brother-in-law, and you know that I am staying in the motel rooms watching TV instead of out doing something I shouldn't be doing. I'm talking to you from Alton, however, right now. I came in this weekend. For the first time, I've been in a couple of weeks now, a couple of weekends back to Alton. This first weekend that your beautiful wife and darling little sister have honored me with their presence. They found it in their kind hearts to come up this Sunday, this morning, for church. We've been visiting, fellowshipping together a little bit this afternoon. Of course, I've had to watch the Dallas Cowboys play football and visit a little in between times. It's now about 3:20. I've got to head on back to Albuquerque pretty soon. And little Charlie, my Renault R10 from Paris, France, as Wendy calls it. It's a little over 300 miles. That sure gets to be a long trip in that Renault, especially after I get over into New Mexico and on those fine highways over there. I've got to go by Vaughan to take my cousin Kathy, Ruth's oldest girl, back through to Estancia. That road's pretty bad going over from Fort Sumner to Vaughan. Elsie, sometimes I think it's easier to try to write a letter and try to record over one of these things. Doggone, it seems like that all I've been doing for the last 30 minutes is playing this thing back, trying to think of something to say. Of course, I guess just a little bit on this tape is much longer than a letter. I hate to take up too much of this valuable tape because I realize that you'd much rather listen to your wife than me. She just interrupted me and asked me if I was still on it. I told her that I've been spending most of the time running it back and get on out of here and leave me alone because I don't much like an audience when I'm trying to talk to this little monster in front of me. She also informed me that Terry has to be back to Plainview by 5:30. It's about, let's see, it's 4:30 now, so I guess I'm going to have to wrap this up. I don't guess I can say I enjoyed talking to you because you hadn't had a chance to answer. I hope that you do find a little time to write the old BL a few lines, let him know how you're doing. Elsie, I certainly hope that you take care of yourself. Keep your head and butt down. I started to give you some more advice, but I'm afraid your wife might decide to play this back, and I know that I wouldn't have to give you that advice anyway. Again, take care of yourself. Looking forward to seeing you in about 10 months when you get back from there. Sandy was telling me about the professionals trying to get you to re-enlist, but from what she said your reply was, I know that they're not making too much headway on that. Again, drop me a few lines if you get time. We're all here thinking of you. Take good care of yourself, buddy.
Hello, Elsa. This is Sunday night, November the 5th. Just think, you've been gone 2 months, and that means 2 months closer for you to be home with me and the baby and the family. The first part of this tape that you have heard was recorded by Ronnie this afternoon. I gave him the tape recorder out at Burton Docks, and he went into a room by himself and just talked to you. So I don't even know what he said or anything, but I know that you will enjoy it very, very much. It's about 8:30 now, and I've just gotten in from church, and I just had to sit down and record a little while to you. Today started our revival with Bo and Dick Baker, as you probably have heard me speak about in my past letters. And oh, darling, I was just sitting there wishing so terribly badly that you could be there with me to hear it. I just know that it would have meant as much to you as it did to me and to everyone else there. I just don't believe that I have quite been in a service like that in a very, very long time. These are two brothers that have do evangelistic work together, and they're so terribly good. The choir was so filled with people that they had to add even more chairs, so you can just imagine what the volume and what the music sounded like. And when they would get through singing, you'd just have chills all over you. And I mean everybody. You could have heard just a pin drop. It was so inspirational. Dick Baker married a girl that was, her father was a former pastor of y'all's. And let me see, I can't think. I think it was, it's not the Selfs. Maybe it is their daughter that married Dick Baker. And anyway, he went to school with Mrs. Ramsire, my teacher, and both Bo and Dick went to school with Mr. Nash. And they are just really such great men of God. Dick has such a marvelous singing voice, and he plays the piano. And then Bo, that does the preaching, was just terrific. You could have just almost reached out and felt God sitting right beside us. It was so, oh, I just can't express in words how it really was. I was just talking to Miss Ramsour after the service saying I just wish that I could take the tape recorder with me some night this week and record parts of the service and part of the music to you, because I know that really and truly you would get a blessing from it. And Mr. Ramsour was telling me that he believed that the janitor records every service, or he knows that he will record for you, where that you can take your tape recorder in and then just record the parts that you'd like to have from the big tape that the church has. And he was telling me how to use movie reel spools, the smaller ones that will fit on the portable tape recorders, to record. And he said that I could get 600 to 900 feet. 600 feet runs about an hour, I think, he said. And that was the very first one that I ever sent to you. So I may get a 600-foot one.